It's become clear to hospitals, private residential buildings, and other businesses that placing heating and electrical systems below ground can be dangerous and devastating in the wake of a forceful storm. But perhaps nowhere has that been more on display than in the 400 public housing buildings where nearly 80,000 people lost power, heat, and hot water. WNYC's Cindy Rodriguez reports the severity of Sandy caught the New York City Housing Authority off guard.
Carolyn Huffman was standing outside socializing with friends minutes before Sandy came pouring into her public housing complex in Red Hook, Brooklyn.
We're laughing and talking, and then this big wind came. And as soon as I went into my house, 3 minutes later, I saw the water just pouring in like a river.
Officials said after the storm, nearly 1 in 5 residents were affected, twice what was expected. The water was so powerful in some places, it mangled heavy metal doors and tore down walls, behind which there were boilers and electrical systems. Philip Calandrillo, a NYCHA property manager in Brooklyn, stood above one toppled wall inside a basement in Coney Island.
Oh, it's all cinder block and mortar. It's a tremendous amount of volume of water to do that damage.
More than 2 weeks later, loose cinder blocks, a green plastic chair, wood planks and other debris floated in shallow pools of water. It took nearly 2 weeks to get power restored here.
Usually when we get like floods, it's just protect the equipment, bring the elevators above floors so that you could restore right away. But I don't think anybody expected this, you know.
NYCHA says it took several measures to get ready for Sandy. It raised elevators to higher floors and shut them off. It also shut off boilers and other equipment, as well as gas feeds. All typical precautions that proved useless when the basement filled with up to 20 feet of water. The damage was so extensive the Housing Authority had to bring in private contractors to pump out water, fix electrical systems, and weld pipes for mobile boilers, which came from places such as Texas and Kentucky. 12 public housing buildings here are running on generators, which means not everything can be powered up.
So right now every building has one elevator running. And then when we get that building back on the Con Ed grid, then we'll have no problems powering up both elevators.
While City Hall has made a point of tracking NYCHA's progress, it tweeted Wednesday at midnight that 100% of power was back on. Dozens of these fixes are temporary. NYCHA says citywide, 24 generators and 24 mobile boilers are in place, and it could take anywhere from 3 months to a year to permanently fix heating and electrical systems. Tenants have reacted to all of this with a mix of outrage, resourcefulness, and empathy. Deborah Traore was waiting in line for a free coat that she planned on wearing inside her chilly apartment and was still willing to cut NYCHA some slack.
They are doing what they can because this is not man-made. This is God doing, bringing us together.
Traore and many others refused to evacuate. She feared if she left, she would never be allowed back. And rumors have been floating around that certain buildings will eventually be closed. NYCHA Chairman John Rea has said a small number, if any at all, will need to be rehoused for the long term. For WNYC, I'm Cindy Rodriguez.